Hey, everybody, welcome to the February 3rd, 2013 broadcast. It was a great show. You're really going to enjoy it. I brought the show to you live from the Talk 860 WGUL studios in Tampa, Florida, the home also of News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota, two great affiliates. It was great to be home in Tampa. Joe Weaver, Michael Martin, oh boy, who else? The great Alan Gottlieb joined us. It was a fantastic broadcast. You're going to have a lot of fun. Two quick things before we get to the show. SupportSecondAmendment.com. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Please head over there. We're over 70,000 names. Add your name to the list. We need over 100,000 to really get some traction. We're going to deliver the petition with the Salem Talk Radio host in Washington, D.C., personally to the halls of Congress in April. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Also, this coming weekend, February 9th, if you can make it, please head up to the Lakeville, Minnesota Gander Mountain Academy. I'll be there. Rob Pincus will be there. Michael Martin will be there. And we'll be doing a special live two-hour broadcast on Saturday from the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville. Make sure you are there, and I'll see you on the radio.
Prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Oh, the Crossbreed Holster Studios have moved this week. Shonto, Crossbreed Holster Studios have moved. The Crossbreed Holster Studios are now in the Talk 860 WGUL. And News Talk 930, we'll say. How about that, Joe? News Talk 930 WLSS.
WLSS,
well.
That's right. Down
yes,
in Sarasota.
Sarasota, Florida, baby. We are coming to you from the Sunshine State, the Gunshine State. I'm home. It's always good to be home in the Gunshine State. You know, I never thought I would say this, but the Gunshine State is under significant attack right now.
Mm.
You know, the whole stand your ground, the libs are just, they're beside themselves.
Oh, well, you know, they've messed that up so bad that they're trying to figure out how to get out of that. Don't get me started on that one.
Yeah, isn't it funny how, though, didn't I, and I told you, I'm going to pat myself on the back here, because when it comes to the media, I'm right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm not only right part of the time, I'm always
right. Oh, yeah, they absolutely just messed that up, and then you got Al Sharpton and Jesse High Jackson, you got them running around with their rhetoric. I'm just witnessing
But they haven't.
Stop?
But they haven't been. We're talking, of course, about the Zimmerman case.
Yes.
We haven't heard anything about that.
Well, you know what's so crazy about the whole thing with them is in the NAACP is suing New York over the Coke size. And guess why? It's unconstitutional, but you don't hear anything about them saying anything about guns. Oh, they're all for taking the guns. It's ludicrous.
Hear,
hey,
hear.
Sean.
I'm just saying, it's ludicrous.
No, I'm just saying, you're right. I'm multitasking here while you're talking. Mm-hmm. As I told you, I sit here in Hillsborough County, Florida.
Yes.
Very disappointed in Hillsborough County turning blue since my departure. Yeah, this was a red county for years and years, Joe Weaver, when I lived here.
Well, there was some shenanigans that went on here in Hillsborough in that last electoral cycle. There's no doubt about it. Early voting, limitations that were just kind of ignored.
Anytime the Dems love something, you know there's an issue. They're all over the early voting. And if they love it, Sean, there's a reason. Joe, you're right.
Yep.
Here, let's, Joe, you and I were discussing this a little bit off air. Let's enlighten Armed American Radio listeners. Hillsborough Sheriff's Office collects over 2,500 firearms is the headline. I'm looking at TBO, actually ABC Action News here in Hillsborough County in the Tampa area. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office collected a total of 2,541 firearms on Saturday during their countywide gun swap. Now, let's call this what this is. You know, gun buyback. I didn't sell you. You didn't own my gun and sell it to me, and now you're buying it back.
Mm-hmm.
The term itself is a big lie.
It's kind of like the concept of not being able to afford tax cuts. It presupposes the notion that that the government owns all the money to begin with.
In this case,
it's almost like the government owned all the guns, and then somehow they got into the hand of these pesky citizens, and so now they're getting sold, bought back by the government.
Let's take a listen to some of the quotes of some of the some of the Hillsborough County citizens that were interviewed for this ABC column. Let's take a listen to some of these enlightened civilians. It was a gun I didn't use and I didn't need, but I feared it would fall into the wrong hands, she said. Terry Carter from Hillsborough County.
I can explain that.
Go ahead.
Well, we determined already earlier today that warmer weather causes violent gun death. So she was concerned that a heat front was going to come through, that a heat wave was going to happen, and so those wrong hands could have been hers. So that is understandable.
Terry Carter probably drives a Prius around the Tampa Bay area.
There you go.
You know what she sounds like when she goes up 275?
I can only imagine. I can only surmise. That's right.
You don't have to. You just heard it. All right. Now, here we go. This is a good one. I just kept it in the garage. It was for snakes, said Yadilio Alvarez after pointing out a sawed-off shotgun. What kind of snakes?
Well, that's not the most effective way to go after. First of all, I admire the tenacity. I mean, that is one way to go after snakes, but I mean,
it's already illegal. A sawed-off shotgun is illegal. So this guy saw his regular shotgun doesn't work. I'm going to saw that off.
because you never know. There might be a snake in my garage. I got to make sure that, boy, on top of the warm weather, it I can understand why people are so up in arms. Well, I almost said up in arms. That's not accurate. I shouldn't use that expression.
Some gun buyers, like Bert Linthicum, here's another brilliant Hillsborough County citizen, showed up trying to cash in on the sheriff's Operation Gun Swap. I'm just trying to get a deal, he said. Guess what kind of deal he was getting from the buyback? $75 and tickets to see the Tampa Bay Lightning or Rays.
Hope they didn't get the game to the. I hope they didn't get tickets to the game for last night.
The Lightning game?
Yeah, they didn't work out.
Probably wasn't worth it. He probably wishes he had his gun back after that. You go to the game and then wish you had your gun back.
Probably safe at a hockey arena based on what we've already determined.
Alvarez got a voucher, quote unquote, because in 1 hour deputies ran out of money and tickets. Alvarez was okay with the deal. Deputies said it was legal for the gun buyers to be in some parts, but Alvarez hoped others would follow his example. You never know what they're going to do with them or where they're going. That is why I'm here, to get them off the streets. Hundreds of illegal firearms were also collected, including two rocket launchers that had to be inspected by bomb technicians to ensure that the weapon was deactivated. Mm-mm. Those who received vouchers can redeem them next Saturday, so forth.
Hey, Mark.
So, Sean, go ahead.
We just had a caller, and as a matter of fact, he's right across the corner from you there in Florida. He said he sold a old school revolver for $75 and tickets to a game. But he said that a lot of the things were being given back or bought back, as they say.
Were junk.
Exactly.
And I don't blame him.
Exactly.
But where we have a problem with these guns, we want to tell these gun buybacks for what they are. Mm-hmm. It's not a buyback, ladies and gentlemen. You're not selling it back to anyone. And what happens is, Sean, a lot of these gun buybacks, you have a lot of good people who turn in firearms. Mm-hmm. All right, for a quick fix of $75, mm-hmm. All right, because a lot of times it's people who need them.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
And we've seen this happen time after time. I have a problem with the gun buyback.
Well, you know,
it's not a gun buyback. Joe, like you said, the same issue as the taxes.
Yeah, the government didn't own the guns to begin with. It's code language. It's kind of like global warming. It didn't work calling it global warming because, well, it's warming in some parts of the world sometimes, and it's cooling in some parts of the world at other times. Kind of tamps down that whole idea that just by us driving our cars that we're causing the climate to change. So they call it climate change instead.
Yeah, don't misunderstand me. I don't, listen, if you've got somebody that's got an ill, listen. We have to get real, Joe Weaver. We have to get real. The guns that are being turned in at a gun buyback are not the guns. Criminals are not turning these guns in.
Not even close.
But you know what? Even if they, what are they? Here's an interesting question, though. If you are a criminal, and let's say you've used one of these firearms in the commission of a crime.
Right.
I mean, I've heard it said. I guess this is what struck me when I first heard this. You can turn your gun in for the quote-unquote buyback. But does that mean, with no questions asked, well, what if a question should be asked? You know, I mean, what if a crime, a violent crime, was used in the commission and they're not asking questions? I mean, are they at least doing some forensic analysis of these weapons that they were used?
11 guns turned in were stolen. Mm. Were stolen. That's a crime. That's a crime you're referring to.
Well, okay.
Criminals aren't going to turn it into the deputies for 75 no. bones.
Exactly.
They're going to sell it on the street for more money. This is not fixing crime. This, yet again, is feel good. What you've got is exactly as the caller had. Hey, I've got a piece of junk here.
Yes.
That I'm going to turn in for 75 bones. Good for him. He got 75 bucks and he got to see the lightning.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, this whole thing about criminals selling guns to police, that's not going to happen. I mean, $75 to even your small, petty criminal is not enough. He can go out and rob someone and not put the effort in. That's not happening. It, like you said, it's a feel-good measure. It looks good for the news, but it's not solving a problem.
It isn't solving a problem at all. And that's the phoniness. That's the fakeness. That's the feel-good of the thing. But you're right. We get ahead. Hey, we got 2,500 guns off the streets. Joe, you're looking at me smiling.
No, I get that. I'm just – I guess I – the whole – if your number one goal is to remove crime, it would seem to me that you would at least be taking – and maybe they're just being disingenuous when they say that there's no questions asked. Maybe they are asking questions. They're just not letting other people know about that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think it's obvious to say that this doesn't actually do anything in terms of helping the, you know, lessening the commission of crime.
Let's watch the violent crime rate over the next 2 months in Hillsborough County. Let's report back to listeners, and let's see how effective the buyback was.
See, but that's not an effective sampling time because the temperature is sure to rise over the next couple of months.
Oh, so it is. Okay, well.
And if you're a gangster, you'll get a Prius.
Let's
for half
watch
price.
Prius sales.
There you go.
Over the same period.
Correlate those two, and we got a winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Armed American Radio. When we come back, Michael Martin will be here to talk to us a little bit about his book and where you can meet him and me and everybody else next weekend here on Armed American Radio. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. And for all of you Hillsborough County listeners in Florida, if you're interested in turning in your guns, you can do that at the Sheriff's. You could have done that, let me put it that way, at the Sheriff's Operations Center on East 8th Avenue. Or at 13501 North Nebraska Avenue, or at the IGA Grocery Store, East Dr. MLK, or at Sheriff's Town and Country Substation on West Waters, or maybe over at the Sheriff's Progress Village Substation on Fowler Avenue. And for those of you familiar with the Tampa area, let's just say those aren't gated communities and leave it at that. If you have any questions, feel free to Google Map it, and we'll see where we're going with that one. Sean, you are laughing, and I can't – we've got a guest.
Well, when you said MLK, that kind of gave
pretty
it
much
away.
Did it. Yeah.
It's pretty much universal, I think, no matter where you are.
Man. They got how many guns that they got back?
2,500, I think, is what the number was, according to this. I'm looking at the newspaper.
I assure you I don't see any Crips or Bloods giving up that. So
No, I'm sure. Well, I can't say anything about colors. You go to the Full Throttle Saloon, says no colors. So I won't say anything about that. But let's bring our next guest in, Michael Martin, a good friend of mine, very good friend of mine, and a colleague of mine at work. Michael runs the entire media team. I just had some great meetings with Michael up in Wisconsin. It was very cold. Got to see an awful lot of snow earlier this week, and apparently I'm going to see a little bit more of that in Minneapolis come Friday and Saturday. Michael Martin, welcome to the Armed American Radio Network, my friend. How are you?
I am fantastic, and it's great to be here. And I don't know what you're complaining about. I thought it was pretty warm. I only wore a light jacket when you were up here.
Well, you were farther south from where you are currently not. Milwaukee is, let's make this clear, you're in Minneapolis, and Milwaukee is farther south. So it was a little bit warmer, but, boy, it was cold.
Just so everybody can picture Mark Walters being in the middle of Wisconsin in the middle of winter, he was snapping pictures like he was taking pictures of palm trees or something. Anytime he saw a car in the ditch, he'd take a picture. And we got to Delta Defense headquarters, and he had to take a picture of the front of our car because it was cold as a knife.
Did you hear what he said? He said every time he saw a car in a ditch.
Oh, well, what's so interesting about that? You see one every quarter mile.
I haven't seen a lot of cars in ditches where I'm sitting right now, but the ones I did see were all covered with white stuff all over them. Yeah. You know, the salt and grime and stuff. I don't know how that stuff got to eat your cars apart. It's crazy.
Well, I checked. I think we were in single digits or even below zero when you were up in Jackson with me.
But yeah,
when
yeah, it was cold. It was cold.
You get up here to Lakeville on Saturday, I checked the weather. The high is going to be 33, so it's going to be beautiful. It's going
to
be no
balmy
problem.
Weather. That's balmy. That's good stuff.
The high is good.
Yeah, I saw, Sean, I saw the other day, it was minus 12, feels like minus 25. That's true, wasn't it, Michael, the day you got back?
That's exactly right.
Wow. And you had to jump in a pond.
Yeah, well, you know what? That actually got canceled because it was too cold. So to explain what Mark just mentioned there, I'm a part-time firefighter and EMT here in my home city of Woodbury. And they asked me to do this last year, and they asked me to do it again this year, where we demonstrate how to do ice rescues. And I was supposed to put on a dry suit and jump into a hole in a lake. And even the fire department decided it was a little too cold that day, so we scrubbed it, and we'll reschedule it for another day. So I got a free pass that day, but I'm not off the hook for the entire winter.
Today's weather, minus 12, feels like minus 25. There are no cancellations anywhere. This is normal weather. Get used to it.
Oh, no.
Hey, Michael.
The funny thing is, when I was thinking about that day, I was thinking, God, I hope they let me get in that hole fast, because at least the water's going to be, you know, warmer than 32 degrees. If I'm standing up on the ice, it's going to be 20 below. So
yeah, that's
about
crazy.
As soon as I got in the water, I'd warm up. But
somebody out there right now is saying, talk about guns. So we're going to do that. Michael, I'm going to hold you over another segment. Is that okay?
You got it. That's great.
All right, good. Okay. Hey, listen, you and I will be doing a lot of fun stuff this Saturday coming up. And we had Lee Michaels from The Patriot, my great affiliate there, 1280 AM, The Patriot, Minneapolis listeners, St. Paul, you're tuned in. And to all of our great Minnesota affiliates, there's about a dozen stations up there tuned into Armed American Radio right now. We hope to see all of you at Lakeville, Minnesota, for the CCW event sponsored by Armed American Radio, the United States Concealed Carry Association, Delta Defense, and Gander Mountain. Michael, take it away. And it's going to be a great time. I know you were talking with Lee today. What can people expect?
It's going to be fantastic. The last count that I did was, it looks like there's going to be about 55 vendors here. So you and I were just out of the SHOT Show, and it's just this amazing event. And I kind of think of these events at the Gander Mountain Academy as like mini SHOT Shows, all about concealed carry and the kind of equipment that we care about. So it's not just guys with their wares spread out. If you'll see something you like, you get the chance to take it out to the range and try it out. So it's a really good chance to get your hands on some things. You know, last one we did was in Lake Mary, Florida, and that was, of course, before the big uproar and the big change in what's happening in Washington and, you know, state houses. So I think now more than ever, we've got to get people out to this event. You've got to come out and support Gander Mountain. You've got to come out and support these vendors. And it's going to be a blast.
I mean, yeah, the vendors. So let's go through a rundown. So the vendors, we're talking about virtually every major gun manufacturer is on this list. Too many of them to give you, but you've also got some peripheral stuff, some really fun stuff. 5.11 Tactical will be there. They were down in Lake Mary. You've got ammo manufacturers and representatives. You've got knives. You've got what else? We've got a lot of scopes.
We've got holster manufacturers. Just looking at here, we got Blackhawk, Uncle Mike's, as you mentioned, all the firearms manufacturers you'd expect, and I had a good chance to try out some things that I hadn't tried out before and walked away with a purchase. So I think it'll be a good chance for people to try some new things out, but really to show everybody out there that we support this, we support Gander Mountain, we support these vendors. And I think we're going to see a much larger crowd than we had in Lake Mary simply because of what's going on, and simply because Gander Mountain is going to be warm and people are going to be able to come inside and warm up.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. This is a good time of year. I actually asked Gander. I was joking about that. I said, couldn't we do this in June? He said, no way. We want to do this at this time of year when people want to come in. And believe me, they know what they're doing up there. We set records in Florida.
An indoor sport.
Yeah, this is going to set records, I think, up at the Gander Mountain. We hope you come out and participate. Yeah, it will be a lot of fun.
And you and I have talked about not only the live range at Gander Mountain, but one of the things we enjoy most at the academies are the virtual ranges.
Right.
There's 180 and 300-degree virtual ranges. They've got a new program that you and I had a chance to test out in Lake Mary called the Number One Gun. You got to bring your friends out. You got to challenge yourself to this. If you think you've seen the virtual range before, you really haven't seen anything.
You haven't seen it.
Try these ranges out. They're amazing. High-definition videos, just amazing.
You and I will get in the simulators with folks. Come out and meet us. We'll jump in the simulators with you. Rob will be there. Rob Pincus, of course, one of the greatest trainers in the world, will be there. And he's more than happy to jump in the simulations with you. It's an awful lot of fun. Take advantage of it. The virtual range as well as the simulators, the 180-degree and the 300-degree. The stuff will blow your mind. Now, Michael, we've got 30 seconds before we take a break. What I want to do very quickly is talk, when we come back from the break, I should say, about your book. the USCCA's magazine, the flagship publication, some tremendous changes that went on and occurred at Concealed Carry Magazine, beginning with the January issue. Ladies and gentlemen, the magazine is so good and so well received. Over what, 7,500 new subscriptions in January alone?
Yep. We're going to take this to the roof in the next year. So.
Almost 100,000 subscribers, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk a little bit about Concealed Carry Magazine with Michael Martin, who heads the team that designed it, when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential, privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
I love that guy. I absolutely love that guy. Joe, what are you doing in the control room in there?
I'm just enjoying. I'm just enjoying the time that we're spending here.
He's sitting there behind the glass. He's like Robin Quivers over there. You got to love this stuff.
I don't know if I've ever been called that before.
Got Shanto down in Dallas firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves.
Yes.
And the network studios down in Dallas, Tejas. Joe Weaver here in the Talk 860 WGUL studios. Beautiful Tampa, Florida. It's great to be home. Feel very welcome. Thanks for having me, Joe. I really do appreciate it.
Let's not forget our brothers and sisters in Sarasota, 930 WLSS.
930, News Talk 930 WLSS. Love you guys. Florida, it's great to be here. And we've got a great guest, as you can tell from the previous segment. He was just hilarious at the beginning of the segment talking about me taking photographs of iced-in automobiles. My good friend, Michael Martin. Yeah. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mark. And I tell my wife I'm hilarious. She just never believes it.
She hasn't figured it out yet, has she?
She's mentioning that.
Well, I can assure you, if she's listening, that he is, because he had us all in stitches up in Wisconsin. Michael, let's talk about your book before we move into concealed carry. Your book's a great one. It's kind of being a little bit rebranded, isn't it? Tell us.
It is, yep. So the book's been out in different variations for about 4.5 years right now. For listeners in Minnesota on the Patriot 1280, they would know my book as Minnesota Permit to Carry a Firearm Fundamentals. A year or so after that, I launched a national book called Concealed Carry and Home Defense Fundamentals. I linked up with Gander Mountain, so now that's their official book in the academy, and you can buy it in any store. The NRA's picked it up, and dozens and dozens of instructors across the U.S. are using it as their classroom textbook. As you mentioned, I joined up with you at Delta Defense about 6 months back, and now we're creating a brand new version branded under the USCCA. So in about 7 days, that's going to show up in the USCCA store. And instructors out there, wait to hear from us on a message on how we can get that book in your hands, plus a lot of other products that we produce to allow instructors to just create amazing classes, a lot of materials you may not have had before. So you'll see that in about 7 days. And Gander Mountain's actually got a brand-new version of the book coming out at the same time. So you'll see a brand-new version coming in the stores within the next couple weeks.
You know what my favorite part of your book is?
Where I mention your name?
Where you mention my book. As required reading reference, yes.
That's exactly right, and that's even before I knew you.
That's true. You did.
So I had to mention that. I think it's a great book, and I'd say we're a pretty great team here, Mark.
And I got to tell you, this is a great opportunity to segue into the fact that when you come to Gander Mountain, you will be able to buy my book and Michael's book. We'll be signing them there for you on site.
Correct.
Okay.
And you mentioned we've got a brand new magazine, and we're going to bring hundreds along with us.
Right.
At the event in Lakeville. So we'll hand out a lot of these things and really show people what we've done with this thing.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about it? It is, ladies and gentlemen, Concealed Carry Magazine is cool enough in its own right. Joe Weaver in Tampa, Concealed Carry Magazine. I mean, come on.
It doesn't get much better than that. Right?
It beats something like what? Time? Concealed Carry Magazine or Time? Which one do you want to read? Time's got Barack Obama's photo on it. Concealed Carry Magazine has a brand new Kimber. Will you make the decision?
That's exactly right. So, as you said, the magazine's been out for a long time. We've got a lot of loyal readers, but we thought it was time for a reset. We wanted to hit that reset button. So one of the biggest changes, we brought in Kevin Michalowski as the new editor of the magazine. You know Kevin. He's one of the funniest guys I've met. He writes incredibly well, and he's got this ability to pull a lot of team members together to make this work. And we brought in additional team members. We have a brand new designer, a guy named Dusty Reed, a brand new head to our media organization named Ken Wangler. He's our lead photographer. And if you look at the magazine, this knocks the socks off of the other gun magazines by a couple times. The work is now just incredibly laid out. The photography is beautiful. And we've got the same great writers people have loved, plus some. We've got a lot of new writers that came out in January. We have even more that are coming out in the February March issue, and I won't spoil it, but there's a surprise coming up for all the subscribers in that February March issue, something that's never been in this magazine before. I think you guys are gonna love it. And the design is really kind of the first level of what we put into here. But what we've done is we've continued to expand the topics in the magazine, including home defense topics. You'll see some things coming in around emergency preparedness, disaster survival, you know, all the things that we kind of care about in this world. So a lot of great additional changes coming, but you're right, January really hit with a big splash.
Yeah, and I think you said it best in the meetings in Wisconsin over the past week. What I'm getting at is that January's issue, as great as it was, and it was great, is going to be what? The worst of the next eight issues for the rest of the year.
Ken Wangler, our director of media, he said as beautiful as this is and as great as the reception was, it's going to be the worst issue of the year because this thing is just going to keep getting better. You know, people have asked me about why I subscribe to this versus other magazines, and I tell people if your focus is personal protection and home defense and concealed carry, this magazine only has those topics in it. You know, when I look at some of the other big magazines out there, maybe names that are known a lot better than Concealed Carry Magazine, I did a quick scan of their January issues. One of the big magazines had all of 12 pages that could even be considered concealed carry topics, and that's being generous. It was a review of a handgun. The other big one had about 22, 23 pages. We are all about this. So in a 100-page magazine, if you subtract out the ads, you know, we've got 75, 80, 85 pages full of these topics. So, you know, you'd have to buy three or four or five of the other magazines to even come close to the amount of content we have on concealed carry. And you never get a lot of the topics we have with writers like yourself and Rob Pengus and so on.
Well, I got to tell you, you hit a nail on the head, and you probably didn't even realize it. You know, gun owners are broken up into various categories, of course.
Yeah.
And those two categories being skeet shooters and concealed carry permit holders.
Are you thinking of someone in particular?
This is not your grandpa's skeet shooter. This is not for you skeeters.
Right.
This is for those of you who want to carry a gun that you can use to shoot the person who's trying to do you harm. Because you have the right to defend yourself in this country, and we're not ashamed of that right. And you know what? When it comes to crunch time and crackhead tweaker breaks in your home in the middle of the night, you're going to want that firearm.
That's right.
Because that firearm will save your life.
If you want advice about a $3,000 gross gun, we're not the magazine for you. But if you want to read about legal topics, any topic that Pincus would put in here, there's topics all around true stories, drill of the month, list of basics, legally armed citizen, the law, real world carry gear. We've really expanded the gear section to cover a whole bunch of things. So
yeah, the liberals love the title of my new column, don't they? What's the title of my new column?
One to the head. We decided to unleash Mark, and you are going to see something in the February March issue that you probably want to sit down and take a few deep breaths before you read it, because Mark is telling it like it is.
It will make you rethink writing a letter to the editor of the magazine if you're an idiot.
It may make you a little uncomfortable if you send a letter to the editor in before
You write, ladies and gentlemen. Think before you write. And remember, if you do write a letter to the editor, it may very well make the magazine, this radio broadcast. Ooh, and it won't make – think before you write. But, Michael, I appreciated the fact that I saw you reading it over and over again and just getting the biggest kick out of it.
I was – we were running up to lunch, and I just kept reading this Mark's article over and over on my iPad, and I kept laughing every few sentences.
Yeah, it's good.
I repeated to everybody in the car, and Mark was just loving it that we liked that he was – speaking straight, and people that read the magazine are going to have to get this. We're not just a leisure magazine to talk about, you know, the latest cool gun or grips. We're talking.
No, this is the real deal.
Subjects. Yeah.
This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Your freedoms are under vicious, vicious assault, and we're not going to play games with this. We're going to defend your rights. We're going to defend your freedoms, and we're going to strike back. You know, as I've said many, many, many times, if not you, who? And if not now, when? It's up to you to stop this madness. The mainstream media is at it. When you see something in print, when you see it on video, when you see it on the news, write the letter, pick the phone up, call the station managers, write a letter to the editor. I don't care if they print it or not. They've read it. They know they're caught. Sean, you know that. You know that's effective.
Oh,
I know you know that.
Trust me, I have sent I don't know how many emails to certain people in the media. Yes, if they don't, their producers or, like you said, editor will.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael, can you stay with us?
I can't.
Excellent.
Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Martin will be right back. This is Armed American Radio. Joe Weaver in Tampa. Me, Shanta, will be back after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarrArms at KAHR.com.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Allegiance Ammunition presents the One Strike Round. The One Strike is designed to give fast, massive fragmentation in soft tissue. One Strike ammunition is ideal for sensitive areas where overpenetration through a structure could spell disaster. Allegiance Ammunition has developed the One Strike to be the ultimate round to use inside your home to stop a threat. To see the One Strike Round in action, visit AllegianceAmmunition.com now. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Have you ever wondered how the media talks about your rights to own a gun? Do you know what your politicians, what they really think about you owning a gun? I discuss that and answer some of these questions in my new documentary, Gun Laws, A National Debate. Hello, this is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
And the Crossbreed Holster Studios are now in Tampa, Florida, in the studios of Talk 860 WGUL and News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota. Thanks for having me. It's great to be home. Ladies and gentlemen, support SecondAmendment.com. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I did a segment with my favorite talk host. I admit it right up, Mike Gallagher. It was a, is just a great host. He's a mentor. I enjoy watching him and listening to him work. And it was an honor to be on his show, among many others, this week. Support SecondAmendment.com. All of the hosts. Bill Bennett did a segment with him. Joe, who else did I? Dennis Prager did a segment with Dennis, right?
You hit it with everybody this week.
I think
week.
So. Michael yeah. Medved.
Michael Medved.
Sean, am I missing anybody else?
You did one with Janet
Mefford. Did yep. Yes, two interviews with Janet, two yep. with Mike this past week.
They were great, too.
69,289 wow. of you have signed that petition. There are three lines. Put your first name, your last name, your email address, oh, the state, select your state so we know where you're at, and sign the Second Amendment petition. Let's get it over 70,000. It would be great to get another 700 names on that, 614 names on that thing while we're on the air. It would be super. Mike Gallagher and I hit 60,000 when we were on the air together on Wednesday earlier this week. That was a great milestone, and this thing, we need to get this thing up well over 100. We're going to be delivering it to the halls of Congress in April. We're going to hand deliver this to the halls of Congress. The last time we did a petition with this at Salem Radio, Sean, what they do, the healthcare petition.
Yes.
Where Mike and the rest of the hosts got together, 1.3 million
yes.
signatures.
Yes.
And we need it now. We need it now. Support SecondAmendment.com. Won't you go there, please? Sign it. That's it. Just put your name on it. Put your email address on it. Add your name to the list. We're going to deliver all of those signatures in April. And we're going to let them know. We're not playing games. You're messing with our right to keep and bear arms. We're going to get in your face. It's that simple. Welcome back to the show. Michael Martin.
Great to
Minnesota.
Be back.
Yeah, support Second Amendment. I know your name is on that list.
It is.
Don't be afraid of that list. Put your name on that list. Michael, our president... Our president. Oh, boy. You know, you heard it. I played the audio of last week's show for you at the breakfast table. We were laughing. You started laughing. Sean, you started laughing. I started laughing, and it just got laughier as we went with the, you know, Barack Obama, I go shooting all the time garbage.
Okay. As we listened to the replay, we couldn't stop laughing.
It was ridiculous, just ridiculous. And it's comical. If it weren't so serious. Joe, of course, Joe Weaver here in Tampa, we're talking about the Barack Obama, I go shooting all of the time. What an absolute joke. Well, last week we said, where's the photo to prove it? Of course, we were not the only ones that asked that. Everybody asked that. Mr. President, where's the photo? This would be out there. And all of a sudden, lo and behold, today, a photo shows up of Barack Obama firing a shotgun. Michael, have you seen the photo?
I have. I've seen both the altered and the unaltered image. Of course, everybody's having fun with Photoshop.
Wasn't it great? The photo. I love the one of him shooting the cartoon Bambi in his underwear.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh yeah, they're all over. I wish we could put the photos out over the airwaves. They're absolutely hilarious. But the fact David Plouffe, White House advisor, said mocked skeet shooters and said, "Let the skeeter birthers." Now begin the conspiracy theories since they put this photo out. Of course, if there were photos of Barack Obama shooting over the year, we would have seen those photographs. I don't care what they say.
Oh, yeah.
David Plouffe, you're a fool. You're an idiot. We don't care about you. We know you're capable of lying. All of you are capable of lying. No, I'm not saying, you know, I don't know anything about it. I will tell you this, Joe, you've seen the photo?
Well, I have.
Funny it comes out today. Don't you find that a little bit hilarious?
Well, what I find hilarious is, you remember it was the first summer after the Bamster was elected that he threw out the first pitch at a baseball game, and he was wearing the granny pants with and he threw the ball, and he just looked unnatural. I'll just put it that way. He looked right. Very unnatural tossing the first pitch. That was the image that I got when I saw that photo.
He's a girly man.
He just does not look like that. He just didn't look natural. There are times when he looks very, very, very natural. It's usually whenever he's putting down rich people. But when holding a firearm, not so much.
No, clearly not. Michael, your thoughts?
I agree. It looked a little strange. I'd like to see what he was shooting at. And not that I'm saying that smoke was doctored in after the fact, but I wouldn't be surprised with the guys over at the NSA or CIA can do so.
Hold that thought. You're right about that. Let's go there for just a second. This photo was supposedly taken in August. In August. But it wasn't released until after he makes those boneheaded statements. I go shooting all the time. Sure you do. You were shooting all the time. And the photo shows up today. But it was taken in August. You're right. NSA, they don't have any way of dating a photograph.
Not that I'm saying.
Listen, let me put it this way. I certainly hope they do. Okay?
Right.
You know what's so crazy about this? Is all of a sudden this picture shows up when the story actually broke last week. Why didn't he put the picture up when they broke the story?
Well, I hope it doesn't take the NSA and everybody else that long to figure out how to date a photograph, Michael.
You know, our designers could do it in just a couple hours, Mark.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
I think the other thing that's pretty sad here is a lot of what's been lost here is he's comparing the fact that he says he skeet shoots a lot with the Second Amendment, or when he talks about he supports the Second Amendment.
Yeah, let's go
the
there.
Tradition of hunting has been in our country for a long time. He obviously doesn't understand what the Second Amendment means, and he tries to kind of gloss it over.
We know what they mean. The right of the people to skeet shoot shall not be infringed. We get that. The Second Amendment, Mr. Obama, and thank you for bringing that up, Michael. You jumped it on us. Ladies and gentlemen, the Second Amendment isn't about hunting, and it sure as hell isn't about skeet shooting. And they know it. The Second Amendment is about your right to own a firearm to defend yourself and your nation. That's what the Second Amendment is about. Joe, you're looking at me from the control room. Am I making a mistake?
No, I would only add that specifically what the Second Amendment is for is to allow citizens to defend themselves against an over-obtrusive government. It's not just defense, generally, although that is part of it. Specifically, it is for defense against an over-obtrusive and oppressive government.
Which, fortunately, we don't have
yet.
Thank you. That yet came out
between
the glass. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, as Michael said, and we will continue to reiterate here, the Second Amendment is not about shooting, hunting, and making happy sportsmen. That's not what this is about, and they know it. So the entire Obama, I go shooting all the time is a joke, number one. And the photograph itself is a joke. Now, David Plouffe insulted a lot of people when he said that. He said, let the skeeter birthers begin the conspiracy theories now. Skeeter birthers.
Which is, of course, disparaging against people that have a problem with a birth certificate that looks obviously doctored, but whatever. I mean,
or a person who obviously has a problem. Well, skeeters, we're out of time. All you skeeters, we'll be back in the next hour. I know, that's for sure. Michael, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, especially on short notice, man. It was great to have you here, and we'll see you next week. You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Gander Mountain Academy in Minneapolis, Lakeville, Minnesota, next weekend, February 9th. It's going to be a great time. Joe Weaver, Tampa, Talk 860 WGUL, News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota. We will be back in the next hour for the roundtable. Oh, David Kodrier will be here. The Mad Ogre will be here. I'll be here. You'll be here. Shanto will be here. Firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. That wouldn't be nice, and it certainly would be stupid. We'll be back on the Armed American Radio Network after this. I'm Mark Walters.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com. Trinity. 1-800-936-5496. Over the river and through the woods.
Walmart.
We go. The horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Through the wide and drifted snow, over the river and through the...
Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie...
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.